Hey everybody, Jeff Thompson, Friendly Philly, Minnesota, and enjoying the last days of summer as we approach October. So I'm out on the patio, just kicked back for a little bit. I've been working on a project for state services for the blind, and we wanted a stick figure shape silhouette cut out of plywood so we can use it in the entryway. And it's supposed to be a C Stanley, a flat Stanley type of thing, which is in business, they use them to promote like elevator speeches. And so we wanted a 6 foot tall one. So I transferred a photo of one from an iPad to a 4x8 sheet of plywood. I had my son help me, and since I used to do drafting and I was an artist of some sort, back in the day I showed him how to do it. So he made the iPad photo 6 inches tall, and we're gonna go 6 feet tall. So with that in mind, our ratio was for every inch is equal to a foot. So I took out the T-square and I showed him how to draw a line at 6 feet, and then we used reference points like where the crotch comes up, that V shape, you know, on a stick figure person, or where the hip is, or where the back elbow sticks out the back a little bit there, or where the hand and the cane is, the distance from the cane to the foot, from the foot to the foot, you know, those are. And once we put all these down, and I showed him how to use from a top down reference point of doing an arc where two arcs intersect, that's a point. So it was fun to let him. He got frustrated a little bit because, you know, I was into it, but, you know, anyways, finally got it done, sketched out. And what I did was my jigsaw is, let's see, what was it? 2 inches, actually 1 7/8 inches from the blade. So what I did was I took a piece of yarn on the outside and I glued it down to the whole outside edge. Went all the way around the figure with the help of my son, putting it there where he had drawn the lines. Well, after that dried, I used that and ran my finger on there and brought the jigsaw, so I was away from the blade. I just followed that jigsaw, the yarn, I just followed it with the side guard of the jigsaw and cut the whole entire thing out. And the yarn actually fell away because those pieces did not need to be used. Then I painted the whole thing a flat white, a primer white, actually a primer that I can use in the bathroom ceiling when that time comes, but something I can use since I bought a gallon of it. Painted the whole thing white, and I decided instead of doing it black, how they had it cut out on a piece of paper, black with white where they left structure in it so the cane would just be a floppy piece of paper, I switched it around, that I left it white, and I made the parts that go through black, if that makes sense. So there again, we used the yarn and I used some tacks and I used that and did straight lines with some masking tape right on those same points. So it turned out pretty good. I guess I just sent a picture to one of the persons in the thing to show it. And I'll put that same picture on here for anyone who wants to take a gander at it or have someone explain it to them. And it's going to be cool. So they'll put this in the lobby and they'll put Braille on it with the elevator speech. Yeah, so that's one way of being creative, I guess, in how to do something using, you know, the yarn as a guide and stuff, you know. So it works. It's just, you know, can't see the line good enough to follow anything. So by using the yarn, I had a guide to go by, and I just ran my finger along that and kept the machine coming with it. That's not much difference than how we use a bandsaw, cut out the shape that you want to use in a cardboard shape so you can use that, attach that to the piece of wood, and when you run it through the bandsaw, you put your finger right before the blade against a piece of stationary metal, and then you just keep feeding it in so the cardboard runs against your finger, and then you can keep twisting and stuff. It sounds difficult and I don't like doing it that much that way, but if you have to do it. I don't build too many things with curves. Most of my stuff, straight like Americana, Shaker, Amish style. Not too many curves and stuff. So anyways, my project's done. Oh, and when I got done with it, I routed off all the edges so it's rounded. so it doesn't have any sharp edges for someone to bump up against. And I painted the whole backside white, so if it happens to be near a window or something, it just doesn't look like plywood, which it is. So, and yeah. So, and this way, because I reversed the colors, it's got the white cane, so that makes more sense than a black cane. Anyways, more typical, I guess. But yeah, that's what I did this weekend. And there's a big mall here called Rosedale, and I went shopping there, and I just got some price points, and it's amazing how much difference you can save by shopping on Amazon. I like to support places locally, but if something's $99 on Amazon and $149 in the store, it's like, wow, that's, you know, 33%, you know, off, boom, right there. So, but I also went to the Apple store, and I was talking about their new plan, how you can upgrade and stuff. And it's interesting that you got to pay $34 extra a month, but when you get data and you get your plan, you don't really see it. Like Verizon, he said there's a suit going on, and Verizon's changing their language on how things are charged to you. But he said when I signed up for my two-year contract, that $450 of that is loaned. I'm loaning that. And so slowly over a two-year period, you mark that off, you know. So $450, so they sell it for $450, but we got to pay $700 straight up. So, but I suppose they're buying a million of them, Verizon, you know. Should give them a little discount, right? But anyways, it's just kind of interesting to know how all the plans really work, because I've heard people talk about it in the UK and stuff, and they always talk about, well, you're renting your phone basically until you pay it off, or you're buying it and you pay it off, and then here's your other plan. Well, ours is so muddled together. I never thought I was leasing the phone. I knew I just had to keep the contract going for 2 years. Well, I'm on the 6, then the 7 plan type of thing, but I was inquiring, but Apple just seemed to be really pushing that. Oh no, you got to pay that off. You got to pay the phone off. As if I'm going to give him my iPhone 6, you know, like, and then pay that, and then pay my data plan. No, it didn't seem right. So I'm just going to wait this out, get done with my contract, and then see what I want to do there, because it seemed confusing, but they seemed pushy. And I heard another Apple person talk to another person, and it was an identical chit-chat. Identical. So it was like, huh, what do they really think about this, you know? All right, well, there's some noise going on over there. I got my noise alert. Of course, the smallest dog, just pretty fierce. Good warning, though. Good warning. You're really bad, aren't you? All right, people. Y'all have a good day, enjoy, and take care. Until next time, bye-bye. I hate when something pops up on your screen. Nothing works until you get rid of it.